KF8, GAQ, KF8, GAQ.
N8WROKE8LX.
NMXG listening. K8MXG, range testing a hotspot.
This might work, WADD. I don't drive off the road.
I got you over here, Wally, N8WRO. Tom, you there?
Was it me that was having a hard time hearing him, or was it you as well, Tim?
No, Tom was doing bad. That was a bad signal. I couldn't hear the last. He might have said I don't have DMR, but he does have DMR.
I do. I just had to change over to it.
That he might not be a spot where he has DMR. I cut it short. Anybody else wants in? Go ahead. WAB.
K8KGO. I got it. I just had to switch over to it.
Got you in there real good, Tom. N8WRO. We're all here now.
There you go. All right. Other than that, not much. I'm getting tired of all this working. I mean, it's entertaining, too. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy all of it and stuff like that. But this week has just been go, 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 go. I mean, Monday was a 12-hour day. Yesterday was an 11-hour day. And today's, like, not starting off very promising either. So far, we've had three different suppliers that, like, all of a sudden all these suppliers got the same idea at the same time. So, but these are going to take us over there by Maya's Marine, whatever it was. So that'll be good. Go park my truck on the side of the road and golf cart come pick me up and take me to the water's edge.
Well, I could take a vacation day and quote unquote fill in for you.
Yeah, you have been busy this week. Maybe the past 2 weeks, I don't know. But yeah, and little road trips there too. Go ahead, Tom.
I feel ya. I mean, today we started off a couple set of accounts, and now we're up to met up with a sales rep for an account that we haven't been to ever for card access or cameras, so that's kind of crazy. We actually have an account that we haven't touched yet. Then we had to go to the field place they're on, Livernois 94, for a crash computer. Can't do nothing with that. Now we're heading out to a badge printer that has a card stuck in it, and they can't get it out. Blah, blah, blah. So me and my coworker, yeah, we're running around like chickens with no heads right now.
I got bunked a couple times. That was odd. So other than that, not too much, boys. Tim, thanks for doing all of that. I'm glad that you had a lot of people. I take it the approval process was unanimous. So, good job. We're growing.
N8WRO. Yeah, it worked well. Yeah, good. Couple of good ones there. You have the one on deck still, even another one. Postcard recruit. That would be the first one that I did from John's routine that automatically skims the FCC database for new hams in Macomb County. And that works good, because before it was a little bit of a manual process to do that. But that works out fine, and that guy looks like he'll be a good addition too, but we'll see. They'll put him through another orientation. He's the guy that's a UPS driver, so. Might be here, too, if you're listening, so. But over to Tom.
Yeah, we're growing and growing. I think we're getting our name out there and making ourselves visible. I got to get my brakes done on the Explorer and be ready to go on that. Oh, by the way, I won't be at next Sunday's breakfast because I have a horse show I need to do.
Yeah, okay. No problems. No worries. Other than that, not too much. I'm in the parking lot here, and I just got to wait for my ride. But other than that, not too much. You guys take care. You guys all have a good one. I must step out. W-A-P-E. Tim.
All right. Well, you have a good one. Always a pleasure. 27 grass hit northbound. I got a little bit, Tom. Where do you say you're at again?
Almost up to that big pasture that has those big metal things that come down in the middle of it. I'm going to go to 275 E course.
Way the heck out there. How's that traffic today? You guys were talking yesterday. It's like everything was messed up the way Wally was talking.
Yeah, I thought Wally was going to have a seizure. There was so much traffic over by him and him trying to get around.
It is quite frustrating when they close things down so much and then narrow the lanes down even further than what you think. And, it's bad. I don't know.
Well, that's the problem is they shut everything down. I mean, you can't do 75 southbound to 696 east or west. You can do 75 northbound and get on 696 east. I'm not sure about west. I mean, it's just, but on 696, you can't get on the freeway whatsoever. It's dumb. I mean, the way they got this all done. And over here by the airport, this whole center grass tree area, right after the football bridge, they buzzed down all the trees. They're redoing I-94 over here again. I don't know if they're expanding it or rerouting it once again or what, but there's construction over here too. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I heard about that one where they took the trees down in that area. Curious to know why. Must be a reason other than just to do it. Up here in Richmond, former Muttonville area, I think the state is putting a roundabout in. So that'll be County Line Road, Gratiot, Muttonville Lane. I think there's a roundabout going in there, so that's going to be kind of messy for a while.
Yeah, we need another one of those. Like, we need a hole in the head, I swear. Casey, kid, Joe.
N-A-W-R-O. Well, they'll work okay. We've had this conversation before. They work fine if everyone knows what they're doing, but the problem is everyone doesn't know what they're doing.
Yeah, there's one at Rattle Run and Gratiot. They just, you know, just plop it there, and people are doing 55 miles an hour, you know, down Gratiot towards Fort Huron, and you got to slam on the brakes to go through a stupid roundabout.
Yeah, I remember that one. It's been a long time. It was a while back. I stumbled across that one. And it's like, wait a minute, this was not here before. Last time I came through this intersection, it was not here. And it kind of is odd because it's out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I think it should keep people from dipping down grass at higher than 65 or something. You know, dumb. Some areas there's a purpose, other areas there serves no purpose. You would not believe how bad Metro Airport is without Spirit there.
What is that, just make it more busy because they're not there somehow? What's the deal?
No, Spirit was one of the big carriers that came out of Detroit. You know, Delta's number one and Spirit, America's number two and Spirit was number three. Actually, Spirit had more gates than American. And it's just dead as could be. The hangar's still there, of course, but that's sealed up tighter than a drum. You know, the feds have control over that.
I see. That makes more sense. And I don't want to start anything here, but I'm looking at the Canadian garbage trucks coming through right now. Jeez, I do not like that. Although I do like my friends in Canada, I just don't like the trucks here.
It's because they have nowhere to put it. You know, wherever you turn, there's a house somewhere. I mean, what's America's motto? Bring us your sick, your elderly, your destitute, and your trash.
I've seen in the past Toronto markings on the trucks. I don't understand how it can be economically feasible to bring Toronto trash here.
The only thing I can think of that's beneficial to us is that the byproducts off of the decomposition, you know, the methane and other natural gases or whatever, I think they bottle that. They do something with it because that hill right there has got big, huge generators on the side of it.
And then in addition to that, I was told that the tipping fees are substantial. So in other words, they're paying to do it. And in theory, that's supposed to make our trash bills cheaper here. So, and that's true. I know that actually is happening. It's just, it's the NIMBY thing. We don't like them coming through our backyard.
I get it. But hey, they let a Chinese balloon fly over.
Well, already, Mr. Tom, I've made it to Division Road and Main Street, so I am home, about ready to land. So have a good one. Safe travels. N-A-W-R-O. I'll listen out.
Sounds good. I'm about to get off on the exit. I need to get off on for my next destination. So I will chat with you later. 73. KDT. KJO.
W-A-D-D Mobile. W-A-D-D.
Well, how'd that part of your day go so far there, Wally? N-A-W-R-O. Hey, yeah, that actually would be nice. At the end of the day, you get to spend time with the grandkid. Kind of a surprise there. That's great.
What do you got going on the rest of your day?
Oh, no, just catching up on what we did this morning. I put the one in the system. Now we get the other one in the system, and I remember all what I have to do for that, but I think that's it. This is the easy part, actually.
Yeah, if you don't get it done, you know, there's always tomorrow for that, you know.
True that, but I should be able to knock this off. Yeah, I didn't realize, let's just say unit number 7 knew the one applicant from his daytime job, so that was interesting. I forgot about that.
Yeah, a lot of people know 7. It's starting to look like summer down here by the lake. The weather, the skies, the traffic, it's all good.
Yeah, I haven't been out that way in a while. I think I know exactly where you're at, so I'll have to make it a point this summer. Some nice restaurants. There was one that Gina took me to down on Jefferson. I'm not going to remember the name. But it was good food, really good food. And give me just a few seconds here with the map. I should probably be able to find it here. I think it was C.J. Brown's Boatyard Grill.
Oh, yeah, great pizza. We love that place. I'm going to step out here for a minute. I'm going to go grab the can, WAVD.
N-A-W-R-O.
Hey, what?
K-E-8-F-T-W, monitoring. Statewide 2. Portable. K-E-8-F-T-W, monitoring.
K-F-8-B-R-C, this is K-F-8-A-T-C.
This is KEAFGW here. Portable.
I'm back with a transmission. I didn't copy it.
KEAFGW. Portable. How are you doing down there?
Okay, KFAEJW, I believe. I'm doing good. Doing good. Just sitting in the garage here about to get ready to cut the grass. I'm debating, but I got to get it done for the weekend.
Oh, okay. Well, very good. Well, it's too hot to cut. You do much of anything. It's like 81 degrees way up here, so, yeah. So, is that your call sign? KF8? Is something? I missed the rest of it, but that's okay. Anywho, yeah, wind just picked up this afternoon, and keeping, well, it's kind of cooler, it makes things feel cooler, but it's like 81 degrees, so definitely not ready for that high of a temperature, but we get what we get. So, but anywho, back over to you. KE8FJW. Well, sorry about that. Must have lost them. Anywho, KE8FJW, portal, monitoring, statewide 1. KE8FJW, monitoring, statewide 1.
KE8MWN, statewide 1. With you, Brad.
Good afternoon. Yeah, name is Brad. Way up here in the zoo. How you doing?
I just had to make a little stop to program some radios at one of the fire departments on my way home. This is Ben. You know who I am. Down by Bay City. Kilo Echo 8 Pike Whiskey November.
Oh, yeah. Well, very good. So, yeah, it's a beautiful day up here. A little breezy, but nonetheless, it's a beautiful day. It got up to about 82 degrees here. I'm sure that's down there right now, but that's a little warm. So we're getting used to it.
I still have 86 on the dash here. A little warm, but definitely not Louisiana warm. So I'll still take this over 98 and 8,000% humidity any day.
Yeah, that's for sure. You're traveling this up this way sometime this summer?
My apologies. I was eyeing some pedestrian traffic that was kind of sketchy here. Repeat your last.
Oh, I was wondering if you and your wife are traveling up this way this summer.
Yeah, we definitely have plans on it. I'd like to get up there sooner rather than later, for sure.
Ah, very good. So, yeah, I got a different antenna in this repeater, so I'm doing some tests with it. It's a 4-bay folded dipole. Pointed south, so I'm not quite sure how far it goes. I'm hoping it goes to Pickford or Red Deer. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been able to get out that way to try it.
I was going to ask you how the MI5 repeater coverage is there, since y'all got that online, right?
Oh, yeah, it's still up and running. I'm talking to you. I'm using that repeater right now, so.
kind of range you getting on it? Or have you done any extensive range testing yet?
Well, I know we can get to Pinchville, so. But as far as that, I don't know how far it goes.
I'll have to do some testing with my mobile when I get up there, because you get out of Kinslow and run into Rudyard, and you know where fiber is out there between Trout Lake and Rudyard proper, basically?
Oh, yeah, I know where fiber's at. It's like middle of nowhere. I got a friend that just lives in Vic there, so there you go. I still get cracked up in me with the name, the little intersection Dick. It's fine. But yeah, if you ever do make it up this way, if you're able to, bring up your, can't remember what it's called. Your thing is to tune the duplexers, if you're able to. So you can take a look at some of my duplexers. I think we could use a peek at, see if they're on a tune or not.
Oh, yeah, the service monitor?
Yeah, that'd be it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll give you a heads up when I'm going to be coming up there, and we'll get her done.
Sounds good, so. Yeah, very good. Well, yeah, thanks for doing that. I seem to be getting quite a bit of loss between the three repeater and the other side of the duplex pedal. Almost like 10 watts. I think that's quite a bit.
Yeah, just a little. I'm going to jump off the radio here. I've backed into the garage if you want. I can give you TX here shortly if you're
you're all right with that.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I'll have to grab my phone. It's not too far away, so yeah, you can give me TS.
Okay, yeah, it shouldn't be crazy long. It'll be a couple minutes. That ought to give you time to grab her up. So jump off the radio here for now, so we'll say 7-3 on your final. This is Kilo, Echo 8, Mike Whiskey, November.
Sounds good. Talk to you a bit. On the phone. K-E-F-U-W.
M-A-W-I-O, this is K-F-A-D-I-C. You sound beautiful.
Well, thank you, Jack. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm normally not on this HT outdoors here in Richmond, but yeah, it's shooting all the way down to Mount Clemens, so I'm on low power, too. That's amazing. It's pretty good. Hey, you going to be at the second New Haven breakfast? Not this Sunday, but the next Sunday. You think you're going to be able to make it again?
Make it there. I don't like to go to 12 Mile because, you know, I'm not going to say anything on the radio, but when I see you, you can ask me why you don't like to go there, and I'll tell you why.
All righty, well, you come on up to New Haven in a couple of weeks, and we'll talk, and maybe we should reminisce a little bit about the old GMRS days. That was a long time ago, but I was talking to, I can't remember his call signs. You know him, he just got on DMR, Tim, another Tim, not me, another Tim. A-T-K, I think.
Sure, but I usually be here, you know, and there's a few people out here, too. Not only me, a few people out there. One of them is Dave. He probably listened to it. I don't know if he does or not, but he probably do. He likes the digital, that's what he said, so. And I'm here, too, and sometime I'd be on that, just like what you got, the M32. I have the same thing. I was the one going 1 to 12 Mile.
N8WRO. Oh, yeah, I got mine last year when they first came out. I don't know if you saw that latest price. They're like, I don't know, $48, if I got that right, for the one with the small battery. And if you want to get the one with the tall battery, I think it's $53. I have no reason to get another one, but boy, it's tempting when the prices come down like that.
I did. I paid $54, two antennas, microphone, mic goes with it, and a radio, and one battery. $54 all together it was.
Yeah, that's a good price, and it is what it is. You know, it's people call it, what, entry-level DMR, but all the radios they make, that one is not too bad. I like it.
That price, I really do like it. You know, I was going to get one of them Anytone. Every time I look at Anytone, they never go down at all in price. They're always high, $199, $209, all that. I said, forget it. I'm not going. There's all these, you know, you get a couple of stations, that's all.
All right, Jack, not sure if I might be getting close on power here, but you have a good day. I'll sign for now. We'll talk later. November 8, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar, after you, sir.
Okay, no problem at all. Anytime you like, just give me a shout. I will help you out anytime. I always help out, as maybe you know, on the GMRS in here, too. Anyhow, good talking to you and good to hear you out there. KF8 DRC.